Good morning. Welcome, my friends. Glad you are here with us. It is Thursday, January 25th, 2007, about 1 minute after 1 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. Our special guest tonight is a good friend of mine. He is an engineer. He is so much more than that. The guy is filled with knowledge and information. We've discussed microchips. We've discussed cell phones. We've discussed RFID technology. We've discussed different things, that there are solutions out there for those who are interested. And, of course, I would urge you all to, you know, if you're interested in having a conversation with Tom, maybe some technical schematics, some direction perhaps, you can always give us a call, 800-313-9443. Toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. And, of course, Tom does design, create, and help people get their products out there as well for people who do things like that. And Tom is also the guy who has built the energy cleaner machine, the Madeira machine, and many, many more, including the bioelectrifier. So his email address is posted on our website. That's the only contact that we'll have out there for Tom. For those who need to contact him aside from email, you'll have to track me down, and I'll see if I can maybe put you together. But it's the best way to do it is via email for him. Anyway, Tom Berryhill, welcome to the show. And obviously, we've covered a lot of ground already here as we head into hour number three of the show. We still haven't even really touched upon what we had discussed, which is securing and maintaining your home in the event of power outages and things like that, ways to keep yourself independent, off the grid, self-reliance, and therefore truly freedom.
That's right, and we need to talk about that, Frank. That's such an important issue.
It really is.
Power outages, Oklahoma, Missouri, Illinois, Arkansas. I know you guys didn't get hit as hard there in Arkansas as we did, but I'm sure there were some outages maybe in the northern parts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was a lot of places that got hit pretty bad. Certainly Bella Vista, which is on the border there of Arkansas, Missouri, Rogers, Bentonville, places like that, they got hit pretty good. I imagine Eureka Springs probably did, because they're very small, isolated community there in the mountains. And then, you know, Siloam Springs, which is on the border of Oklahoma, they got hit pretty good. So it's just it just depends on where you were. We just really, truly lucked out. But I know this, Tom, and just like tornadoes and all the other sort of weather phenomena that can arise, including an earthquake, we're all here on this New Madrid Fault, which could go at any time, and they've been actually talking about it, predicting it, and I think a lot of these scientists and experts are eagerly anticipating that happening, because they just love some death and destruction. But, you know, anything could come about. It's not just terrorism to be fearful of, although, you know, I shouldn't say fearful, because we're not interested in fear. We're saying, let's take a look at what could come up. Are you prepared in the event of something, maybe something you've never thought about before? And again, we've seen some amazing things, Tommy. There's snow in California. There was a heat wave, you know, in the middle of winter up in New York. So, you know, little things like that, it doesn't matter where you live, you could get hit by anything. So the important thing is to take steps to prepare yourself and your family and your homestead for, you know, the continued operations of day-to-day activity.
That's right, and that's what we wanted to discuss here tonight, some ideas on how to have backup power in your home without spending tons of money, without breaking your bank account.
Let me ask you this, first of all. Is this something that anyone can do, or is this just for, you know, people who have significant amount of space, something like that? I mean, if somebody's got a relatively small place, or maybe they live in a tiny apartment, or, you know, something like that, I mean, surely there are solutions for people, no matter what their situation might be. And we're up to a break here, Tommy. I'm going to hold you over, obviously, because you're not going anywhere. 3 minutes, folks. We'll be back, and we'll start talking about these methods of preparation and readiness that you should be made aware of. Please stay with us.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine, Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back, my friends and my foes. I'm glad you're here. Thursday morning, we're talking with our good friend Tom Berryhill here on Frankly Speaking Radio about a great many things. And, of course, if you have questions, I imagine Tom has the answers. 800-313-9443. Tom, welcome back. When we left off, we were just discussing about how, you know, to some degree, everybody should maybe have a plan of action, I suppose.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
And be prepared in advance. Now, you mentioned a backup system for apartments, and you know the saddest thing about these power outages, you always hear the news about somebody that dies from carbon monoxide poisoning. They ran a generator in their garage. They didn't want the thing to get stolen, so they'll set it up in their garage, but they, of course, the fumes drift into the house, maybe get up in the attic or what have you, next thing you know, it's bad news. So generators are a good way to go if they're outside. You have to have them outside. We're going to talk about generators a little bit. But the type of system that I would like to describe and discuss this evening is more so the battery-operated systems with a generator backup. It's basically a solar panel system without the solar panels. You have your power inverters, your batteries, and you have a generator that does nothing more than charge the batteries. I'll try to explain this in layman's terms.
Okay.
If anybody has questions or needs a more technical details or what have you, they can email me and I'll try to help them. But the way my system is set up here, Frank, we have, and by the way, I do this without spending a lot of money, and this is what I want to cover this evening. I actually set up a power inverter where I live, and I used a UPS system from a computer power supply. As a matter of fact, it came out of an office building in St. Louis. They had added an additional wing, and this powered all of their computer circuits. It was quite a large unit. The one I have weighs about close to 800 pounds.
Wow.
But it will power the entire house minus a huge air conditioner. It won't do the air conditioner, but it'll carry everything else, and it puts out quite a bit of power. You don't need something that big, but I bought this thing for just a few hundred dollars. So what I do is I have the battery bank set up, and it was also, there was a connector on there allowed to put an external battery bank to this unit. And the only thing I do, aside from having the inverter, by the way, the batteries are trickle charged when your utility power is on. Your batteries are charged and kept in a ready state, ready to go. So when the power goes off, this system can be fired up and power the home or emergency circuits, however you want to wire the thing up. You can just plug into the back of it with extension cords if you want to. Then, as the batteries start to get weak, as the voltage goes down, the unit will start beeping. It gives you a signal that you should you have low voltage and you should start charging the batteries or switch to another battery bank. What I do then is to fire up the generator and do nothing more than charge those batteries. Bring the batteries back up to the level they need to be, and then you can shut the generator back down. So you might run off of batteries 90% of the time, and the other 10% of the time, or less, in some cases 5% or less, you actually run off the generator. I like to explain it this way. You have a bucket, and you've got to fill that bucket with water. You want to use the water.
Mm-hmm.
So your generator fills up the bucket.
Okay.
But you got to, when you're running a generator all the time, your light bulb needs a teaspoon of water.
Mm.
But why run that generator that'll fill that bucket and power everything? Why run it round the clock?
I see.
Just for a light bulb? It's like you've got a bucket with a hole in the bottom.
Right.
You know, you got to keep filling it. You got to keep running that thing constantly. The way I do it is I fill the bucket up.
Yeah.
And as I take a teaspoon out here and there, it starts getting low. When it gets kind of low, I start the generator and fill it back up. That's all we're doing. We're bringing the batteries back up as they go down.
See,
and therefore, your generator only runs occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
In some cases, you might run it maybe once a day for 3 hours,
yeah,
2 or 3 hours, maybe on a bigger system, 5 or 6 hours. You might only have to run it every couple of days. Depends on the load.
Yeah.
To get through an emergency, you don't care about your stove. Maybe if you have an electric stove, you're not going to be able to run that with a smaller system. But you can keep your furnace going. You can keep your a radio or a television on. I know a lot of us don't like microwaves, but you can run a microwave. They don't take all that much power. So you can do things like this. If you have a gas stove, you know, some of the newer gas stoves, they require electricity to even run the gas stove. Well, you'll have that running. That will be powered, and you can operate your gas appliances. Look what happens to a furnace when there's no electricity. It stops running. The natural gas or your propane's there, but the electricity's not there for the blower and the ignition circuits and what have you. And so this way, you have this power system that will allow all these appliances to run, keep your lights on.
Yeah.
You won't have full use of everything. You know, if you have an electric hot water heater, that's a huge load, and that's going to be tough. But you can get by, and you can keep your house from freezing up and you can live in pretty good comfort until the regular utility comes back on. Now, if you size a system large enough, you can just, you could actually, in fact, my system I have here, Frank, I could do away with the power utility, but I just don't want to do the maintenance and all that on a the generator. I just don't want to mess with it.
Well, let me ask you this. In regards to that, let's say, and I'm, if you don't know, just so you don't know, it's no big deal. But a generator, and I don't have one, but let's say it runs on, I don't know how much they hold. What do they hold, a gallon of gas, 2 gallons, 5 gallons?
Well, there's a little bitty ones that only hold maybe a gallon or so.
Okay, so let's say that 1 gallon of gas running a generator nonstop, how long do you think that gallon would last? A couple hours, maybe?
Well, it depends on the size of the generator. Okay. See, that's the thing. Now, I use a diesel generator on mine. It's a 2.5 kilowatts, so it's 2.5 kilowatts, but it will handle for short periods of time about 4 kilowatts on a surge. You need the surge capacity for motors, say the blower motor in your furnace. If you have a fireplace with a... insert in your fireplace with a blower, that's a real handy thing to have for outages, but you need to run that blower as well. Those are usually a third of a horsepower. You should keep in mind that anytime you have any kind of a inductive load, which would be like a motor, when they fire up, they take, for just a fraction of a second, they take about 5 to 7 times their normal running power just to get started. And that includes freezers, refrigerators, anything that has a motor in it, your furnace blower. In a worst case scenario, if you had one of those little tiny generators and you just used it to do nothing more than to maybe keep a radio on for local emergency information, maybe your CB radio or your ham radio, and also to run the blower on that furnace, you could even, at a minimum, to really stretch the fuel usage, you could run the generator only as the house started to cool off and you wanted to run the furnace again. Fire that thing up, let the furnace run till the house comes back up to temperature, and turn it back off again.
See,
you could do that, but you don't have to do that with the battery system.
Well, and that's where I was going, honestly, was to say that if you were to run a generator, just a generator, I was... wondering, because, how much gas would that use? Let's say if it runs on 1 gallon, let's say maybe it goes for a couple hours. But what you're talking about, using the battery backup and using the generator purely to charge the batteries, you can probably extend that same amount of gas for days and days and days.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Let me give you an example. I do have a gasoline generator here that consumes, it's about 5 kilowatts, and it consumes about a half gallon per hour with average use. Now, you have half load. You have to look at the specifications, half load, full load. They rate them different ways. But these generators can also be switched over to propane. If you live in the country or you have natural gas, these generators, any generator that has a spark plug on it can be operated on natural gas or propane.
Wow.
The only downside to this is you have to derate the power output. If you have a 5-kilowatt generator, which is adequate for most outages, for most average-size homes, you could run your furnace, blower, and some lights, and you could get by. You could actually get by with something like that. That unit might take a half gallon per hour average on gasoline and put out the 5 kilowatts that you need and a little bit of surge capacity to start well pumps and... your furnace, blower, and what have you. But if you run that on propane, you have to derate it. Gasoline will give you the most power, most bang for the buck, I guess you would say. Then propane is next, and natural gas is last. You'll get a little bit less power with propane, and then natural gas has the lowest BTU factor. So you get the least amount of energy from natural gas.
Yeah.
But if it's already piped to your house and it's available.
And it's on. Sure.
And it's on. Now, they have pumping stations and all that, and but in some cases I've heard that they, and I don't know this for a fact,
shut them down.
They have electric pumps,
right,
but they use their own natural gas supply to run the pumps to pump the natural gas. So
hang on a second, Tom. We got another break here. Folks, stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes. More of this amazing and useful information.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. Of course, it is Thursday morning, and right now it's about, about 28 degrees here in northwest Arkansas. Not too shabby, nice clear and cold evening. But again, I am in the comfort of my cozy studio here with lots of equipment running, computers and different things like that, keeping me warm with their little heaters and whatnot. But, a lot of people need to hear this information. Any one of us who's ever been in a natural disaster type scenario knows that preparedness survival is vital, and what we've got on our hands here is a bona fide genius, folks. At least I call him that. Tom Berryhill giving us some tips, and again, he's not selling any systems here. Okay, he's not going to come to your house and install this. He's not going to sell plans for you to do it. He's just saying, hey, look, this works, he uses it. Okay, so this is free stuff, free information. Okay, Tom, welcome and thank you again. And we're getting a lot of calls here, so
thank
you, Frank,
and we'll take them.
I want
to cover a couple of things real fast.
Oh yeah, well, let me ask you this first. Now, you said your generators are diesel. Now, do you run those on oil or anything like that? Because I've heard you can do that.
Well, actually, what I did, the way my system is set up here, Frank, we could go 260 days without commercial power.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I can't run the air conditioner, but
right.
I could run machine tools out of my shop.
Wow.
I could run, big milling machines and stuff. Now,
yeah.
Not all of them at one time, but the way it's set up with this little diesel is it charges the batteries. Now, I have quite a few. My system, by the way, is a 10 kVA. Now, they're rated in kilovolt amperes, and a lot of people talk about kilowatts. I always deal in kVA because that is how, and we're getting technical here. If anybody doesn't understand this, and that if they're kindly email me, I will send them a little blurb it's called, you have two ways of measuring power. You have real power and apparent power, and KVA deals with the apparent power, and that's how all generators are really rated, or the industrial type units. But I can send them a little bit of information that will hopefully explain that. But we'll talk kilowatts tonight because that's what most people are more familiar with.
Okay.
But my little 2.5 kilowatt generator will run for approximately 6 hours and 1 gallon of diesel fuel. And I buy farm diesel. It's off-road. It has the red dye in it, and I only use it for that generator. And I have enough of that stored to run that little unit. It's a single-cylinder, air-cooled, just a little tiny thing. But, you know, the diesel generators, they're small. This little generator probably weighs 400 pounds because they're built very, very heavy, and they last for many, 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 many hours. They're built to last. They do a better job. They work actually better under load. A diesel seems to be more efficient when you actually have a larger load on it. And they don't want to just sit there and loaf along. They like to be loaded down. But my diesel generator only charges batteries. Now, my UPS system, it came out of a big office building that powered all of their personal computers and their mini computers and what have you. That unit costs around $13,000, the manufacturer told me. But I only paid like $400 for it because they had to get rid of it. They wanted it out of there. It was only 3 years old. It was like brand new.
Oh, wow.
So that's what I use. It will put out, it's now the power factor on that, these inverters, is a little lower than a generator. A generator, and you want to pay attention to the power factor. And that'll give you an idea of how this thing can handle motor loads and things like that. But on my particular unit, if you wanted to rate it in kilowatts, it's 6,700 kilowatts. It's got a 67% power factor. So it can't really, it's a 10 kVA, but it can only, if you want to rate it in kilowatts, it's 6,700.
Oh, wow.
That's a pretty good size.
Yeah.
But it runs on 13 batteries. See, if the thing ran on 12 volts or 24, even 48, I would put solar cells up, and I would go with that as well.
Oh, okay.
But it runs on 156 volts, and I use a string of 13 deep cycle batteries,
mm-hmm.
big ones, and then I just charge those up as needed. In some cases, depending on what you're doing, you might only need to run that generator for maybe 3 or 4 hours. Every other day, sometimes.
That's
because
fantastic.
Because of the size of the batteries. Well, the bigger the batteries, the better off you are.
And that's the best thing about this, Tommy, is that, you know, a lot of people might say, I got me a generator and I got me gasoline. Well, you may have a barrel, you may have 10 barrels, but you don't have unlimited supply of gasoline.
And I say I can go 260 days without commercial power,
right.
Because I have the diesel, and diesel stores a lot better than gasoline, and it's safer to store. Fuel oil is much safer to store than gasoline.
Oh, wow.
And it stays fresh a lot longer. So in some cases, you can store 20 years with no problems. That's another reason I like diesel. But you know what, Frank? If I had to do it over again, I'd probably go with propane.
Would you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think so. Because how long of an outage do you expect? You know,
yeah.
You could set up a 500 or 1,000 gallon propane tank, mm-hmm. you go for quite a while, especially if you're only charging batteries. You're not running the thing all the time. And by the way, an engine, when it runs on propane, runs a lot cleaner, and it runs very clean on natural gas. But if you run on propane, it runs very, very clean, and you don't have to change the oil as often. The oil will stay cleaner longer.
Yeah.
Your spark plugs won't foul out from all the junk and everything that's in gasoline, but you get a little bit less power out of that
type
of fuel.
Tom, we're coming up on a break here, buddy. We'll come back, my friends, in about 3 minutes, and then we'll address some things and then go straight to your phone calls. And keep in mind our number, because, again, this is a great opportunity to pick the brain of a guy who's doing this stuff. 800-313-9443. Toll free and worldwide. 1-800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back. Glad you're here. Folks, you're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Our special guest tonight, Tom Berryhill, engineer extraordinaire, with sharing his valuable experience, firsthand experience. And like I said, given the fact that the weather has been so unpredictable, so traumatic as of late, it's a great opportunity for people to consider some options to allow themselves to have some sort of continuity in their day-to-day activities, whether for pleasure or for need and necessity. And, of course, Tom, certainly not limited in that area. We can take some calls here in a little bit. Our phone number, 800-313-9443. And Tommy, welcome back, sir.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you.
Here's what I wanted to point out. Two things that can be done that will make a lot of this stuff easier for everybody. The main thing in the wintertime, you have an ice storm like we had here, is you want heat. If you have, I hate to say this, but if you have an electric furnace, you're in trouble. You're going to need a huge generator, like maybe a 25 kilowatt or so. You're talking big, big, big money. So if you have electric heat, people ask me all the time, what do I do about my electric heat? I just tell them, I'm sorry, I can't help you, because it's going to take a huge generator and lots of fuel to run that. So they need a fireplace with some sort of a heat type insert that they, with a blower that they can operate. That will get them by. If they don't have that, they need to go to a shelter, I suppose. I don't like electric heat. It's the cleanest way to heat. I think it's the most expensive way to heat, and it's the worst way to heat when there's an outage, because you're going to have a huge generator to power that. So I guess electric heat's just out of the discussion tonight, because there's just not much we can do with that.
Yeah.
But now for gas, here's one tip that I tell everybody to do, and they need to do this not at the last minute when the lights are going out, but get this taken care of when everything's running. Get an electrician to do this for you, or do it yourself. On the side of your furnace, there's a switch. You can flip that switch. It looks like a light switch. That turns off the 120-volt power to that furnace. So you can, somebody can service it. They can work on it.
Uh-huh.
Say you have a problem and the heating and ventilation air conditioning guy comes by, he turns that switch off while he's working on it so he doesn't get shocked. What I've done is to take the power that feeds that switch, and then the switch turns it on to the furnace, put a receptacle there. Put a 120-volt outlet right next to that box that has the switch, and then bring a cord out from the switch. Have the electrician hook up a cord with a plug on the end of it, maybe 6 feet long or so, that goes into that switch box. So the cord plugs into the outlet. So now when the power goes out, instead of trying to figure out how to hook the thing up just to get your heat going, you don't have to tie into the panel or anything like that, your breaker panel. You unplug that cord from that receptacle, and you plug it into an extension cord that runs outside your generator. Now your furnace is going to run.
That's great.
Now that same extension cord can also, maybe you could branch off of that, maybe put another cord on there and operate a light, maybe a television set, what have you. But the number one thing is to keep your heat running. If you have a well system like we do here, now they operate on 220 volts. You're going to have to do some interconnecting there with your panel, a transfer switch, and some other things. But I'm talking the average home, you would want to do it that way. Get that thing wired up. Get that switch wired up with a cord. As long as the local regulations allow it. That's how mine's set up. And now, of course, I have a whole system tied in, so I don't have to do that anymore. But initially, that's what I did, and you could have your furnace running. Same thing for your blower in your fireplace insert, if you have something like that.
Oh, that's great.
Now, you could also expand out on that and get a transfer switch. I've seen some inexpensive units that have, I don't know, 6 or 8 circuits, and it plugs into your generator, and then the circuits that you'd really want to have operating in an outage are routed through that panel and then back to your main circuit breaker panel in the house, and this allows you to switch those particular circuits. Might be a few bedrooms, might be the bathrooms, perhaps, the furnace, and maybe something in the kitchen. You can switch those circuits between the generator or the utility power.
Oh, okay.
And so those are pretty handy.
Yeah.
Another thing, and this is where we're going to talk about the batteries. I have seen these recycling centers and flea markets where I've seen the UPS systems, the smaller ones that you use, for your computer power.
Right.
The power goes out, your computer runs for 20 minutes or a half hour on this little box, and it keeps things going. Now, the real small ones are almost useless, but I'll give you an example. They had a recycling day up in the town nearby here, and they would accept batteries, they would take old junk and paint cans and what have you, and it was a good thing, because instead of throwing them away in a landfill, they did some recycling, and they also properly dispose of these hazardous materials. Well, I was up there. I took some old batteries, car batteries, and I took some paint cans and stuff up there, and I noticed some of these UPS systems, which stands for Uninterruptible Power Supply. They were smaller versions of what was used, for my system here, but they were still, the one of them was like 2.5 kilowatts. That's a pretty good size UPS system. Turns out it came out of a commercial building, and they dropped two of these things off there. They were going to throw them away. So I talked to the people. I said, I use stuff like this. They said, well, go ahead and take them. So I took them. The only thing that's usually wrong with these things is they have small batteries. The batteries go bad, Frank. So people throw them away and they buy another one. These things are hundreds and hundreds of dollars. These particular units were probably over $1,000 a piece. I got them for free.
Wow.
What I did is I opened them up. I took the dead batteries out and took them right back up there and gave them the dead batteries that were out of those things and got rid of those. Then I extended the battery cables to the outside of that unit and hooked one of them up. I hooked the 2.5 kilowatt unit up with two deep cycle marine batteries that cost about $60 a piece. I put two of those in parallel. That gave us a lot of battery capacity there. Now those units will also trickle charge those batteries if you keep them plugged into the wall. Then when the power goes out, you can plug into the outlets on the back of that. You could run your furnace blower. If you set your furnace up the way I just described, you could plug an extension cord in and run this up the steps, if you're set up in the basement or what have you. Take a cord upstairs, run it into the kitchen. Now, I know this is inconvenient with these extension cords, but it's a way of getting by. Some people will not leave their home no matter what because they're scared to leave it.
Right, and who can blame them?
They don't want to go to a shelter, and I don't blame them. With something like this, they don't have to worry about it.
That's great.
So now you've got yourself a small inverter system. You could then, and this is doing it on, without spending a lot of money. So let's add this up. You just got your power inverter for free. I've seen them at flea markets for $5 or $10. Sometimes you can, they're sitting by the dumpster. Go to any big office building. Just go around to these companies. Do you have any of these things? Oh, yeah, we've got one sitting back in a storeroom. We don't know what to do with it. It doesn't work anymore.
Wow.
Tell them you'll take it. I can almost assure you in every case the only thing that's wrong with it are the batteries are shot. Take those batteries out. Don't throw them away. They're dangerous. They have sulfuric acid in them. They have lead. You don't want to get that in the environment. So you properly dispose of those batteries, but you get yourself a couple of deep cycle marine batteries, the biggest ones you can possibly afford. One will work, but the more you put on there, the longer the thing will run between charges. Because you add that capacity for every battery that you add to the circuit.
Mm-hmm.
You can then just get one of these El Cheapo car-type battery chargers.
It's my favorite brand.
Yeah. And clip on to the battery bank, plug that into your generator. So a lot of these UPS systems, by the way, have a little beeper in there. When they start getting low on power from the batteries, they start beeping. When they start beeping, you connect your battery charger to it, you fire up the generator, and you bring those batteries back up. It's that simple.
That's great.
It's that simple.
Wow. It's fantastic information, Tommy.
Yeah. Now, if you don't want to go the UPS route, you just want to buy power inverters that are specific for this application, I see them all the time now, Frank. They've come down so much in price. You
really
don't need these $5,000 units and all that.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I've seen some inexpensive 2-kilowatt power inverters for $150. Mm-hmm. That's a good price. And this is because of the advances made in the technology. Years ago, we didn't have these what's known as a power MOSFET. That's a special transistor that does the switching to generate the power that these units put out. They've just made such advances in this type of switching circuitry, the price has just fallen through the floor. So that's why they're so efficient and they're so inexpensive nowadays. There's no excuse not to have something like this.
Well, I think that's incredible. Absolutely incredible. Obviously, there's other areas we could go, but let's. You want to start taking some calls?
Sure.
Let's do it. Folks, great opportunity here to ask questions, not just necessarily about your home power systems, but maybe about ham radio or just electrical engineering in general. I know a lot of people out there are very good at these sorts of things. I'm an absolute moron. But luckily, I know Tom Berryhill, and you could chat with him here as well. 800-313-9443. Toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to Fred in Pennsylvania. Fred, thank you for the call.
All right. Hello?
Yes, sir. Welcome to the show.
First-time caller. Tom, do you do any prototyping for inventors?
Yes, I can, Fred. It just depends on what you have, what you're working with. My facility here, we write software. We do the printed wiring. We do screen printing. For the control panels, we have four milling machines, three tool room lathes. Mm-hmm. We're pretty well set up. TIG welding, spot welding, MIG welding, even plastic welding, and even gas welding. So we do all types of welding. And, we're pretty much vertically integrated, but we're a small operation. We can't be everything to everybody. And my main focus is on the alternative health equipment. I also make some industrial controls and some private label products.
Mm-hmm. Well, getting back to the power system, you have to include the cost and how long that takes to basically pay back versus, the usual costs in your locality, and also power surge. Do you need a power surge protector for any of your home things like computers, etc.?
You know, that's a very good point.
Yeah, it is,
because that is critical. If you're going to run your computer off of these systems, well, they're set up to run computers. I wouldn't worry about a surge when you're running off the batteries.
Hmm.
Now, what you could do if you had two batteries, for instance, you could have maybe a knife switch or some sort of a disconnect. I've seen these little switches you can buy at the auto parts store that hook onto your battery, and you rotate this thing, and it disconnects the battery from the car. Kind of an anti-theft type device, and it will carry the full battery load. That would be an excellent way of a series of those. You could switch the batteries in and out as you needed. I'm not saying that these systems be fully automated. There are ways to set this up with you could use a programmable logic controller, and you could set this thing up where the generator would start automatically. My system will do that, but I even told Frank the other day, I don't like a thing that just fires up on its own.
Right. Right.
I don't want to be away from home, and then I've got a diesel generator starts belching out smoke, mm-hmm. and it's running, and things are charging up. I don't like that. So I prefer to operate it manually. As a matter of fact, the inverter I have will even dial a telephone number. It's got a voice synthesizer in it. You can record into it to tell, say, for instance, it was set up in this building, this office building. It would tell maybe maintenance personnel that there's a power outage and the computers are running on emergency backup. Maybe they need to get down there and check it out. This thing will dial a phone number even. So you can get as complex as you want. I think simple is best. It's easier to handle. But in this case, you could, to avoid surges, if you're worried about computers and that, the only surge I could think of, and these UPS systems are well protected for this because they have surge suppressors in them, but that would be when you initially hook kick the generator on to start charging the battery. So in that case, you could have these little switches that would, and they're inexpensive, that they hook right on the battery post, that would switch that particular battery out. So you could be charging one battery and have it charged up and it's ready to go, and then when the other one gets weak, just switch that one back in parallel and switch the one that's going weak back out and start charging it. So if you had two batteries, you could just cycle through, and it would be seamless. You wouldn't have to shut anything down to do it.
Wow. That sounds fascinating, because all these parts are available, and they're getting very affordable. The inverters.
That's right.
The switching equipment, the connectors. I highly recommend everyone who wants to get off the grid to contact you or to find out about it. And do you have any visual explanatory information?
I don't have anything, Fred, because like I told Frank, he asked if I would come on and talk about this because it's such a timely subject mm-hmm. with what we've been through here in the Midwest, and I agreed to do that. I don't have any books, nothing, mm-hmm. but I am available for consulting if somebody wants to pay for that, a nominal cost, and I could walk them through and prepare drawings perhaps. I have installed some of these systems in the past. It's not something I do all the time. It's just not my main line of work.
I know that Tom was incredibly busy during this last snowstorm, and it was ice storm, I should say, and it was difficult even for me to track him down. But, hey, Fred, thanks for the call.
You.
Folks, stay with us. We're right back in 3 minutes.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Welcome back. Glad you're here. Folks, got to remind you, this hour is being brought to you by the Survival Center, your one-stop shop for all things regarding preparedness. The Survival Center is pretty much anything you possibly want or need to get ready for whatever might come down the line. You can call them at 360 1-888-458-6778 or visit them online at www.survivalcenter.com. We certainly appreciate them. And survival, preparedness, readiness, the whole Boy Scout thing, that's definitely where my mind is at. I do believe in a certain amount of caution, not paranoia and certainly not fear, but caution, preparedness, and readiness. That's what we're all about here on the show, and that's what we're learning tonight with our good friend Tom Burial. Tom, welcome back. Thank you again so much for, you know, I know you are a busy boy. You're always doing something, and I appreciate you devoting so much time to us here this evening.
Well, I'm enjoying it. I really am, and I really think we need to talk about this more often. These outages keep happening. I mean, St. Louis had a huge outage in, what was that, last July.
Mm-hmm.
And the power utility there is under fire by state regulators and ratepayers. Oh, it's horrible.
It's a big old mess.
I wouldn't want to be in their position right now.
I hear you, brother. So we're taking calls, folks. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, Frank, everybody screams and yells at the power company when a tree falls over in the line. I say be prepared yourself and have a backup system.
Yeah.
And then they'll get to you as soon as they can.
Yeah, it's a power company.
Don't blame them for everything.
Yeah, and it's a power company, but at the same time, you mentioned as well that even during this last outage, you know, the National Guard, you know, they have orders. They have orders, and they're not going to let people die. So, you know, if you're not around or if you don't answer the door when they knock, they are told to kick it in. So, you know, this is a good reason, folks, to have that front porch light working.
Yeah, they'll just pass you by and leave you alone.
That's right. You're doing fine. You're squared away. They're probably impressed. They're proud of you, and you certainly made...
You could wave to them and
that's
say
right.
hi. And
come in for some coffee and then be on your way. But, you know, you make their job easier, and they're thrilled that there are people like you out there who are willing to undertake a little bit of effort for peace of mind. Let's keep going with the calls, folks. Our number, 800-313-9443. John in New York, welcome to the show.
Hey, Frank. Good to talk to you again tonight,
yeah.
my friend.
I'm glad you called.
Yeah, I heard the guest you had on, and I just had to call because I've also been experimenting for a long time, and like I said, I've been studying Tesla. And I just wanted to give a quick, as far as the diesel goes, you can get diesel gas for free, actually, if you go to your local airport. And they sump the tanks, the fuel farm tanks that they have every day.
Huh.
And they have 50-gallon drums of Jet A, which is diesel that they use for jet aircraft. And they have to pay to get rid of this stuff.
Really?
So a lot of people, where I worked out in a place in Utah, fueling airplanes, and a lot of people will come and just ask for it for their snowmobiles or because it's supposed to be used for off-road use only. But you can actually pick it up for free because they have to pay to get rid of it. So that might be an option.
That is fantastic.
There is water settlement at the bottom. So as you're pumping it out of the drum, you know, you want to pump it from the top. But there are ways of separating the water very easily.
Boy, that's great information.
That's a good resource that a lot of people just aren't aware of. And,
yeah. Well, Tom, I'm sure you've heard of that before, although
No, I haven't.
Really?
No, I didn't know that. But, you know, it makes sense, and I think John's on to something.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, this is what it's all about, is that, you know, when we come together and we have these conversations, we all benefit. We all learn a lot from it. And we're coming up on a break here, John, so I'm going to hold you over.
Sure.
And, folks, for the rest of you, of course, we are very fortunate to have Tom Berryhill's expertise with us here for the remainder of the program. So one more hour left. Your calls, 800-313-9443. And Tom's email address, which is his sole way of public contact, is posted on my website at franklyspeakingradio.com. We're going to pause here for a brief station identification, then we shall return with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Don't go anywhere.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty.